I think it's unbelievable. You know, all summer and the last 6 to 8 months, I think there's been a bit of a witch hunt against KP. And he's finally had his say, and I think there's a couple of guys who've been sweating over the last couple of days, waiting for his book to come out. And from what we've seen in the Telegraph today, he's not holding back, is he?
No.
In terms of a bullying ethic, you know, only he knows what went on. I've not played for England in 8 years, but you do watch sometimes, and you can see bowlers having a go at fielders, etc., which isn't great for the game, really, or great for team dynamics. But as I said, only Kev knows exactly what's going on, and he's glad to be known.
Yeah, he's kept his powder dry because he's had this agreement as part of his contract with the ECB and his club contract as well, which is just, I saw the tweet from him, my contract expires at midnight tonight, which I thought was a wonderful one last week. He's obviously been keeping his powder dry for a little while, and I don't think he's relishing doing this, but I think he's just having his say, is he?
I think so, yeah. He's obviously waiting to have a comeback to what's been said about him. He's entitled to do that. I think this argument could go on for a while. But at the end of it all, it's not great for the ECB, is it? You know, to have this scathing account from Kev come out in parts of his book in the serialisation. And it just shows that it's not been run well at all, which isn't great for the game. And it just shows how deeply unhappy Kev was in the last couple of years of his career with England.
It's only ever going to be one person's truth, and I've already seen a few quotes from Graham Swann saying that the talk of him being a bully, or, you know, being part of this whole sort of culture that Peterson wasn't happy with, a poppycock. I've seen Matt Prior saying that, well, he'll respond in the correct forum, whatever that may be. It's not Twitter, apparently, but there is a correct forum for him to have his say in. Peterson's career is not without its own controversies, Simon. We've spoken about, you know, the problems where he texted certain members of the South African team about Strauss at the time when he was captain, and Peterson's been at pains to point out that he's apologised for that, and I don't know. He hasn't got a clean slate when it comes to these things. Do you think people will take that into account when they read these things?
Of course they will. But at the same time, not much was made of the Twittergate scandal, as it was, when some of the lads had an alias account on Twitter.
There was a fake Twitter account making fun of Peterson, which was apparently, according to Peterson, run from within the England dressing room, where he found out that it was run from within the England dressing room.
You've got friends in high places who can find these things out.
Yeah. Yes, he has. Sorry, I just got that.
That seemed to be brushed under the carpet, didn't it? You know, it's just one of the things. Kev admits he's made mistakes in his life. Kev admits that he's spoken out of turn at times, but that's Kev. He's very passionate about his job, and you know, he just wants what's best for England and himself. You know, he's Marmite, basically, isn't he? You either love him or you hate him.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of supporters, and he's got a lot of people that hate him as well, but that's life. He admits that, and he gets on with it. It's just going to be interesting when this book does come out on Thursday. What else is in the book to nail other people in that team?
Yeah, well, Andy Flower doesn't come out of this interview particularly well. Andy Flower is a master at managing upwards. He had Giles Clarke in his pocket. My son could have managed our side 2 years ago, 3 years ago, says Peterson, which is kind of reminiscent of some quotes from Shane Warne about the Australian coaching setup that I seem to remember. But this, he's really not holding back.
No, he's not. And as you said, he's kept his powder dry. He's been waiting for this moment for a long time, because obviously there was that clause when he lost his England contract that he had to keep quiet. And now it's all coming out. And there's a few people who are going to be hiding under their pillows, I think. But at the same time, you've got to take it for what it is. You know, Kev has had to voice his opinion because of what's happened over the last year. He's obviously deeply unhappy with the way things ended. I just hope people think he's being bitter, because I know him very well, and everything that's coming out of him will, from his point of view, be the truth. It's just disappointing to hear things like Andy Flower ruled by being bullish and you know, bullying some of the players. You know, when I played under Duncan Fletcher, that was one of respect, really. I respected my coach. I didn't have a fear of him. I respected his ideas and his training plans, etc., and his game plans. And that's why we were so successful. I think he's very lucky with the side that he had. They had every base covered with the bowling, batting, fielding. And it must have been a joy to work with those lads. It's just sad that this stuff has come out.
If you are still close with Kevin, then the photograph on the front of the autobiography, you have a word with him about that. That's appalling. You've got like a Craig David beard going on it.
He does have some dodgy facial hair.
It's not the best look. I'm looking forward to getting that. Right, Simon, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. This evening, that's Simon Jones, former England fast bowler.